Yesterday we concluded shir with the Psak Halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskins that the following. Kaver paskins that on wheat flour, whether it is parched or whether, meaning it's cooked in the oven, or whether it's raw flour from the wheat, the Mechaber paskins ladina, we say Shehakol Nebevoro. And this was in accordance with the Rosh's second shot in the Rif, and also the Ritva claiming that the Gemara was talking about all types of what? All types of flour, both flour that was burnt in the oven or cooked in the oven, and straight up raw flour. However, let's point out the Meiri. The Meiri, I wanted you to see, points out a different shot. According to the sheet in the Gemara, which was Tosfos, that says that the topic of the Gemara is only talking about parched flour, then it comes out the following. That, in fact, Tosfos says that the Machlekes is talking about what? Parched flour. And the Pashtus is the way the Meiri says it, B'shem the Ravid, we would paskin in that scenario like who? Who would we paskin like in that scenario where it's parched? He says we paskin like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda, that you would say what? Borei pri what? Borei pri adoma. That's what the Ravid paskins, okay? That's what the Ravid paskins. We would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The topic of the Gemara was parched flour, and you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against the Mechaber. That's what the Ravid says, and the Tosfos would follow like that. What would come out by what? What would come out by regular wheat flour that's not parched? You tell me, what would be the psak? Shehakol, correct? Then he takes it a step further, the Meiri, and this is what I want you to get down. And he says that on barley flour, what will be the din? If it's parched in the oven, what will be? There we'll say shakel. Whereas if it's straight up barley flour raw, what'll be the din? No brach at all. Please get that down. That's the first thing I wanted you to see today, the Meiri. Okay, that is against the psak of the Mechaber, B'shem the Rif, the way we're saying it, B'shem the Rif as well. According to the Ritva and according to the Rif, we're talking about all types of flours, both barley and grain, both barley and wheat, you will say shakel. But the Rive with this Meiri says the topic is only what? Parched flour. It comes out that he'll paskin like Rav Yehuda Adoma, like Rav Yehuda Adoma, where if it's straight up flour, raw flour, he will say shehakol by wheat, whereas by barley it'll be shehakol by parch, and zero by what? Zero by barley flour that is what? That is straight up, raw barley flour. The Kukiani will make it that there's no brach at all, which is a chiddush we said yesterday, because we distinguished in Kukiani and the case of Shem and Zayas, where it's mamish is maziki. Okay, that's the first point I wanted to make. Second point. There is a Rabbeinu Yonah I wanted you to see. Two Rabbeinu Yonahs, in fact, that I wanted you to see. And when I give Samach Zion, it's the Ozohar. I didn't give you the other daf of the other one, but the Rabbeinu Yonah attempts to answer the kasha we had yesterday on the Rif that the Rosh asked. Why does Rav Nachman say that wheat flour, you say a shahakol? What is Rif Svara? Yitzi? Because why? Excellence, not derech achila. What's the Rosh's kasha on the Rif? That what? The Gemara didn't what? Gemara didn't say that. What did the Gemara say? Shinui. Correct. So the Rabbeinu Yonah wants to solve it and answer the kasha like this. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, it's in the Ozma Hadar on Samach Zayin. In the regular one, what dap is it? What'd you say? Fafayim and Alf the dap Erev. Please get it. Rabbeinu Yonah reads it in the Gemara. What does he say? He says, I'll tell you why it's different. You know why it's different? Because people don't eat it. Not because objectively it's different, that it's been changed. But because people don't eat it, that's what makes it different. And that's exactly what he writes. He writes, the Epshul Atarz Velomar Dachikam Ain Lid Mosum Zula Zu. Dasum Lasle Luna Khrino Haka Isle Khrino Khrino Bepas. Vyats Mikhala Dinarish Shkovea Brachar Khashuva Yoser. Filochi Kozish Loigil Oso Ha'ilui. Hoyovu garua akshov al yedei zeh hashinui she'eino roi lachila. Why is it garui now? Why is it bad now? Through this shinui. And what does the shinui manifest itself and expresses itself? She'eino roi lachila. So he reads it in the Gemara. The Rav Shulman Shlita wanted to say that this Rabbeinu Yonah is l'shitoso with the one on Ayin Mibes. What daf was it in the daf Erif and the other ones? Chavah. What does the other Rabbeinu Yonah say? What's the psak by legumes? What's legumes? Kidneys. I don't know, let's use the example, what would be an example of legumes? What'd you say? Peas, what else? Lentils, right, what else? Right? Peas, lentils, those types of things. What happens if you make them out of bread? You make a bread, lentil bread. What's the halacha in lentil bread? What bracha do you say on lentil bread? Shahakal. Asks the Rabbeinu Yonah, why on earth do you say a shahakal? On bread, what do you say? What bracha do you say on bread? Hamotzi. What happens if you say a break pri adam on bread? Are you yotze? Yes. It comes from the ground. So asks the Rabbeinu Yonah, why on lentil bread do you say a shakal? At least you should say a break pri adama, just like on straight up bread, if you say a break pri adama, you're yotze. You should also be yotze with a break pri adama on what? On lentil bread, why shakal? So the Rabbeinu Yonah starts off saying that yotze mitoris pri. Once you take it out of a lentil, the category of lentil, you can no longer say a break pri adama. And then later on, he also says, you're never going to say what? You're never going to say hamotzi on it. Why? Because you only say hamotzi on what? Chameshus minin. This is not the chameshus minin. And then he says, ve'efshar lomar, he elaborates and says, sh'mitnei sh'derech achilosav anasa kol ha'shon hi kishu pri, v'akshav yotzu mitoris pri, vein derech anotso bekach. Underline that 10 times. Vein derech hanoso bekach lefikach gora me'abrocha shalom hilkach bepashal kitnius o bekemach shalahem shemavashlon son vosin menu machem avarach schila shahakol sof brain of fashos. What does he say beferish? What does he elaborate on? That the reason why you can't say adom on the lentil bread, because why? It's not the derech hanoso. Excellent, Yosef. It's not derech hanoso. And therefore what? If it's not derech hanoso, it cannot get a brei pri adama. You have taken it out of the category of it being a pri. Since you've taken it out of the category of being a pri, it is no longer what? It is no longer possible to say a brei pri adama. And therefore, by bread, brei pri adama is fine, because it hasn't been taken out of the category of a pri. But here it has. It's been taken out of the category of being a pri. And the answer is it's no longer a pri. But what does it mean it's no longer a pri? Because not the derech to eat lentils in the form of a bread. So please get this down. What do you see from this Rabbeinu Yonah? The issue of what? What element you'd see? Derech. Derech makes something called a shinui. In the Rabbeinu Yonah l'shitoso, Rabbeinu Yonah views what constitutes a shinui. What constitutes a shinui is what? The fact that it's not the derech. Not objectively it's been changed, but it's not the derech. That's why on lentil bread you will not say hadoma, because it has been changed. What do you mean changed? Not the derech to eat lentil bread. There's no way you're going to say hadoma. You're going to say a shahakol. Eating bread straight up, that is the derech. Levice. That is the derech. Many people take wheat and they make it into bread. That's not a crazy thing. That's the derech. Therefore, you can understand why you can say a brei pri adam on bread, right? That's the derech. People do make bread out of wheat. Do people make bread out of legumes, of lentils? No, they don't. Therefore, only warrants a shahakla benefushes. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah by us. Lishitoso, says Rav Shulman. Rabbeinu Yonah is being consistent in saying what? The Rav Nachman that says, kimcha dechiti, and kimcha desari, you say a shahakol, because not the derech of people to eat it? That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's a shinui. The answer is no. Shinui means that it's not the derech to eat it. So the Rabbeinu Yonah reads it in the Gemara. We had a different shot yesterday from the Birkashah that said later on in the Gemara the notion of derech b'nei adam comes about. after the Gemara leaves Shinui and brings in Yakara Dechaye and brings in Reb Zeira. It was Reb Zeira, correct? Then we want to say the Gemara is saying that. You don't have to say that now. Rabbi Yonah reads it in the Gemara itself. And we're pointing out to Rabbi Yonah, she does some shame or shul. Yeah, go ahead, Yosef.
So, what Yonah says is that a lot of like Rabbi Yonah.
That's correct.
Right,
so, but in general, does he read
it just means that it's going to a lower level, and it's not there.
Well, no, he's paskin. What he paskins is not different than what he says. What we just said now was within Rav Nachman.
Right.
He happens personally not to hold like Rav Nachman.
Right. So,
but this Mahawak that we're saying is within Rav Nachman.
But also, so when he says that the Rav is saying that really he's reading
that's a reading in the Gemara.
Right,
that when it says Ishtan Eliluya, that's not about, since it has another step that would make it better, eating it now in this state is not the derech to eat it.
But anytime it wouldn't be derech akilah, so it would get a shahakal. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That's just an example of when it isn't.
Right. This is another example of what loka derech is, correct.
So it's just like an example.
Exactly. The Gemara is saying that the reason why you have another step that would be Liluya is because not the derech did it now at this step. There's another step to eat it where it is the derech. Even though the Gemara doesn't say those words, that's what the Gemara means. You're correct. It's correct what you're pointing out. It's a very good point. The Gemara, in other words, is saying that it's not the derech at this point. Because there's another step where it's better. Okay? Okay, well said. Very good. Okay, now we go weiter. Let's go weiter with the next piece of Gemara. Okay, we have a lot to see here. Okay, who's going to read the Gemara? Ellie, right? Go ahead, let's go. Let's go. We got a lot to see here. Four lines from the top, from the fourth wide line. Let's go. Kura, go ahead. Excellent. So machloikis regarding Kura. What is Kura? Palm shoots. Right? Palm shoots. That's what most of the Rishonim say. Palm shoots. Okay? Let's get the definition. Kura means palm shoots. There is a Rambam, though, in the Parish of Mishnais in Uksin that says it's referring to the heart of palm. Please get this down. The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnais in Meseches Uksin says it means a heart of palm. It's a white, pithy thing on the top of what? The palm. Okay? This is what the Rambam writes in the Parish of Mishnais. But the Pashtus is, it means what? Palm shoots. Kura. So what does Rav Yudah say, Eli? Adome? What does Shmuel say, Shahakal? Go ahead. What's the svara? It's a peiru. It's a pre. Go ahead. Since in the end it's going to be inedible, it's going to harden. Even though you eat it now where it is soft, who cares? It does not warn a adam, it gets a shahaka. Okay? Straight up machloikis. Go ahead. Shinina, sharp one. What does that mean, sharp one? Sharp one, it means sharp one. Sheenin, a sharp one. It means he's sharp. Shmuel said Rav Yudah is very sharp. Now the Pasha seems to be sharp in Chochmah. There is a shot that I saw. It's very, very interesting shot. Sheenin also might be from the word Shinayin, teeth. And maybe he had big teeth. And he was telling me he had big teeth. Strange, because then he brings up the Sefer Stei Sofim. Very interesting. He brings up Nechuvah's Sefer Torah Lishma had a shaila. If someone has a big nose, can you call him a guy that has a big nose, a Baal Chaitim? Or do you say it's Lashon Hara and it's Usser? So he says we find two pshatim what Shinina is. Shinina, please get this down. It's Charif and Mechuda. He's a Baki, Charif. The other pshat is his teeth are big. Who quotes these two pshatim? The Aruch. You know the Aruch? The Sefer Aruch, a dictionary, one of the Rishonim. So if you say like that second pshat, L'chura, shouldn't be a problem to call a guy he's got a big nose, right? L'chura. I mean, obviously we're going to paskin not that way. Oh. However, he points out, please get this, in the Sefer Shnei Sofim, every place has to be judged l'fia eight, l'fia zman. And if people are get sensitive or makbid about this, then obviously it's going to be a problem. So he wants the taina that Bisman or Gemara, they were in such a madrega, they weren't makbid about that if a guy had was called, he's got a big tooth, or he's got a big nose. So Bisman or Gemara, maybe it wasn't a problem. But Bisman said, we're not, I'm not madrega, we're very sensitive in makbid, of course it would be also. So this is what the Sefer Shnei Sofim wants to point out. Okay, real quick, Yossi. Hey, go ahead.
Can we find, like, grab shots, like,
yeah, he's not being sharp. If you say harf, he's being complimentary. No, not it's Mechabel Shal Torah, the same thing, from the Rabban of Balamor, in a positive way. So I think Sheen is complimentary. The other shot is not complimentary. But but it's not really not complimentary because they weren't makbid. So I'm just saying, Allah l'maisa, for sure it's also to do that nowadays. To say, oh, the guy has a big nose, l'maisa. Of course it's also. But you can't bring a riot from this Gemara because they were on the Madrega, it didn't bother them. Okay, Eli, go ahead, Mike. Yeah? He says, and you see how intellectually honest he is. Shmuel argues, but he says, you're sharp, and the truth is as far as like you. Go ahead. A radish is known, in the end, it gets very hard. Despite the fact it gets hard, when you eat it when it's soft, what bracha do you say? Go ahead. Excellent. So it's a good svara. Say the same thing by the palm shoots. Right? Gets hard, so what? You're not eating when it's hard. You should say a brei pri adama. Like the sheet of Rav Yehuda. Again, Shmuel. Shmuel's asking on himself. Go ahead. Lowy. The Gemara says it's wrong. Will you defend Shmuel's sheet? Go ahead. Excellent. People buy radishes. People plant them, al das, eat it when they're soft. Pugla means the soft radish. Go ahead. Comma, period. Dikla, the palm tree. Go ahead. Dikura, no one plants it on in my teeth, the palm shoot. Go ahead. Oh, so Mimele, that's why you say a bracha. Yesterday we mentioned Rashi used that svara. Where, in what context did Rashi use that svara? On that date in inche? No? What? Rashi said it by the shemen, correct. Right? When you plant the olive, you have in mind the shemen. So Rashi didn't take it from anywhere. He got it from the never and next Gemara. Go ahead now, Eli. Very good. No, I just want to point out now that Divrei David points out on the palm shoot. Why are you saying Adama? If you hold like review, why don't you say Aitz? It's a tree. Please get this. Because it is not the primary what? Fruit. Because it's not the primary fruit, you're not going to say I ate. Please get that svara now. It's a very important svara to ask. If you hold that it's a pre, then say I ate. Since it's not the primary one, the shoot, therefore you don't say what, you don't say I ate. That svara is going to come. Go ahead, Usher.
On the heart of the palm shoots or bark per se, you say shahakal?
Well, we'll get to the muskana. We'll get to the muskana. He's saying break
real
dhamma. We'll get to that. That's what Tyson discusses, but I'm saying this time it's soft when you're eating it. Okay, one sec. Okay, here's. Go ahead, Ellie. But there's the caper bush. Go ahead. People planted adaita de pircha to eat the what? The berries. Go ahead. The blossoms, which is the berries. Go ahead. Tanan here is usually Tanan is a mishnah. Here it's a brisa. Tanan. Right, meaning nitzpah. Nitzpah means the same word as sloth. It means the berry. Right? Valmini nitzpah. Doesn't mean the berries, it means like the sloth, the caper bush, the leafy part. Go ahead. Almini nitzpah. On the different types of the sloth, you say the following. Semicolon. Ala olin on the leaves. Go ahead. Tomorrow's means the date growths. Omer. Why do you say brepri adam on those? Again, please get this down. The Rashba says, because why Hirschel? Because they're secondary fruit. The date growths and the leaves are the secondary fruit. They're not the primary. Therefore, they get adama, not eggs. That same svara emerges that we said earlier. We said a minute ago. Go ahead. Vow what? But on the avionos and the kafrisim, but on the the beeries. If you notice that the beeries, kafrisin are what? Are the shells, right? The husks. Oimir what? Bore pri hayetz. So what do you see from there, Ellie? That the tzlaf, when you plant it, you don't have in mind to what? To eat the what? To eat the date growths and the leaves. And despite that, you still sell what adama. You don't go to a generic what? Shahakal, right? So that's the Gemara's kasha. Don't give me this svara. Go ahead. What's the Gemara's answer? Amar of Nachman. It's really wrong. It's really wrong. And that tzlaf on the caper bush people plant and eating any part. I'll die to the shuta. Die to the shuta means they do have in mind to eat the leaves. They do have in mind to eat the date growths. Right? What does Rashi say? Shane, what does that Rashi read? Read Rashi tzlaf. Tzlaf 19 inchi. Yeah, read the Dibra Masko. Go ahead. Rashi says people have in mind to eat the leaves and the date growth because it doesn't diminish the growth of the tree. So you see that it's wrong. There is primary, there is secondary, but people have in mind to eat it, therefore you say adama. Back to the Gemara. However, excellent. Dikla, people don't have implied a diet to the kura, to eat the kura. And therefore what? What's the bracha? Shahakol niyeh bidvara. Go ahead. The Gemara concludes. Even though Shmuel did praise Rav Yehuda that the bracha should be adama, despite that, the lach is like Shmuel, we say a shahakol. Okay? So let's just mention quickly now. Rashi points out that the reason why you say adome on the what leaves in the date growths is because it doesn't diminish the tree when you eat those. Okay? Doesn't diminish the tree when you eat those things. It's interesting. Mashma from Rashi that what? That if you did not have in mind to plant it, to eat it, you would not say a brepri adoma, even though it does not diminish the tree. You got that? What's clear from Rashi? Please get this down. That even though you eat the date growths and the leaves, you would not say hadama unless you had in mind when you planted it to eat it. Even though it doesn't diminish the what? The growth of the tree. The element that is likuva, according to Rashi, is what? The das in order to eat it. So there is a shard sin. I didn't give you the exact maramukal. The shard sin quotes a Birke Yosef. Okay? The Shartzian quotes a Birke Yosef, I'll give you the exact page, that says, Bizman Azeh, where no one plants these caper bushes on aldastit, the leaves, or the date growths, then what would be the halacha? You would say a what? You tell me? Shahakol. Please get that down. The critical element, it's in Reish Beis, in the Birke Yosef. Shartzian is, Sifkut and Pei Dalet. Please get it down. Sifkut and Pei Dalet. Okay, I didn't give it to you in the Mar Makomos. Pei Dalet. It's going on Sif Yud Dalet. Reish Beis Sif Yud Dalet in the Machaber. The key element, according to Rashi, is daited to eat it. So even if you eat that stuff and it doesn't diminish the growth, the growth will be shahakal because Bisman HaSen, no one has in mind to plant. Okay. What'd you say? We'll take a poll. Statistically, what botanists do, what they plant. That's a good question. Okay, you're asking good. Avi. Let's see. Let's hold that question. Avi's asking me, let's say most guys don't plant, but you planted for that. We'll have to see. Okay? Good question. All right? Good kasha. Let's assume poshness, you'll say, butlo dieta leitzel kolot. Okay? All right. I want to buttress this concept of dieta to inshin. Please get it. Why on earth does the Gemara need to say this teretz? Why couldn't the Gemara have just said a very simple teretz? What would that simple of teretz have been? What would you say? Do you go bus to the first state where it's royal achilu? You go bus to the second state where it's eights? And people what? And people are not makshavit. The leaves and the date growths are always royal achila. So we don't really care about what people had in mind to plant since it's a pre-batsim. Right? Since it's a pre-batsim. In other words, what I want to bring out is the following. Who cares about what people have in mind to plant? Just get this. Why don't you just say in the first state it's edible, it's soft, in the second state it's not edible, it's hard, and finished. Who cares what people had in mind? Let me ask you a question. You plant an orange tree for decorative purposes. Is anyone going to say you don't say how bright it's in that orange? Of course not. No? Absolutely not. It's an orange. Of course you can say it's. What's the Gemara mean by this? Why don't the Gemara just say you look at what, which state you go by? So you have to say, and I want you to get this, that if people do not use the stuff, they're not machshiv it like a what? Like a fruit. They're not machshiv the leaf and the date growth as being a pre. A leaf and a date growth are not a pre. You know why? Because people aren't machshiv them. An orange, by definition, is a pre. I don't care why you planted it. You plant it for decorative purpose till you say ace. But the date growth and the leaf, if people don't use them and eat them, then it's not categorized as a pre. Then mainly say adom. That's exactly what the Gemara wants to say. How do you take something that is what? How do you take something that is choshev l'maisa and say that what you're going to say a brach on it? The Gemara wants to say this is the concept of what? Ein derech b'nei adam kishtam shemem. So it's like alim ba'alim. It's not a pre. And that's exactly what the Gemara wants to say, l'maisa. The Gemara wants to say that. The truth is, if you look in the Rosh, did you see the Rosh? In the beginning of Siman Gimel? Take a quick look at Siman Gimel in the Rosh. Take a quick look, very quick in the Rosh, at Siman Gimel. The beginning of our Gemara is Siman Gimel. It's interesting that the Rosh quotes two reasons, no? What does the Rosh say? He says two reasons. Just the third line there. You have it there? John, read the beginning of the Rosh. Siman Gimel. Very good, Ellie. Amar Abzeira.
Amar
Abzeira,
Amar
Abzeira,
Amar Abzeira, Amar Abzeira.
Stop! What does the Rosh say when he records the din of Kuru? Why do you say Shahakal? Please get it down. What does the Rosh say? Rosh quotes two Svaras. What are the two Svaras? Sofo Lahakshos. And what else? Adaitid Inish Lumecho Kura. So please get that down in your notes. The bottom line is the Rosh is very difficult. It seems a very big Achidish. It seems like you need both. Both Svaras. Now you read the Gemara Eli, bottom line. Why does Shmuel say a Shahakal? No, Ellie, you tell me. What would you have said? I would have said in the beginning of the Gemara, it's because of what? So full of what? So full of Hakshos. No? That's what I would have said in the beginning of the Gemara. What do you get the impression the Maskanas of Gemara is? Because people don't have it in mind to eat it when you plant it.
That's right? That's not Shmuel, though.
What'd you say?
That's Gemara.
You're right. Okay, I agree with you. That's the Gemara. It's not Shmuel. But I'm just saying, if you would have asked me, Hirshel, from the Maskanas of Gemara, bottom line, why do you say Shahakal on this? I would have said because of not the Inshi. The Rosh combines both. The Rosh combines both. Okay? The Rosh combines both. So I'm saying that it kind of waters down the strength of not the Inshi. It seems like you need both. Also, Sofal Hakshos. That's what the Rosh seems to say. But the simplest reading of the Gemara, like you read, Ali, is that Sofal Hakshos was Shmuel's Svara, but the Gemara is saying the bottom line is what you have in mind when you plant. And what would you stress with that? Rashi, from yesterday, discussing Shem and Zayas, what did he bring up? Not the Inshin. So it seems like Rashi liked that Svara also, right? That it's a Svara that stands on its own. Like you said, yes, okay? So I'm saying you got to be sensitive to this when you read the Gemara, which Svaras in a Rosh for some reason combines both reasons. Okay? All right. The Rosh combines both reasons. One sec, Yos. Okay? Oh. Now this leads us to the following. Ellie, let's see the Tosis there on the daf. Okay? Let's see the Tosis here on the daf. Okay? Let's take a look at the Tosis here on the daf here. Okay? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, real loud. Please learn. Go ahead. Start the Dibra Masko again. Go ahead. Go ahead. So the Gemara, what does that mean? The Gemara seems to hold like Shmuel. What do you see? What do you see from that line of Tysus? That what? What do you mean the Gemara held like Shmuel? You tell me, why does the Gemara hold like Shmuel? Because the Gemara is defending it. No. Ravina and Ramashi wrote the Gemara. They're defending Shmuel, aren't they, the whole way? They're saying a Svara on their own. They're saying a Svara on their own, Lamais. Okay? They're saying a Svara on their own. So it seems like the Gemara is working with Shmuel's sack, but not his Svara. You right? Because Shmuel said so full of hakshos, and what does the Gemara say? Not the inshin, right? Adat an inshin. Go ahead. Nimkein. Those grapevines. Go ahead. No one has in mind to eat the vines of grapes. Go ahead. Excellent. You say shahakal. Go ahead. Va'osan. Shkeidim almonds. When they're soft, you eat their shell. Ochlin klipa chitzona. Go ahead. No one had in mind to eat those shells at all when you planted the almonds. Go ahead. Kishain rakin. Kiim lechol agarin in shalen. You just want to eat the seeds themselves. Kishi yispishalu. What does yispishalu mean? That word's going to come up quite a bit. What does that mean? It doesn't mean cook. It means when they become ripe. Go ahead. Mevarach alayu. So what does Tysus say here? He gives you two examples, get it, two applications of something that is going to be eaten, but it was not planted for it to be eaten, namely grapevines, and number two, almonds, when they're soft, you're eating their shell, you had in mind to eat the seed, you're going to say a shakal, because Tysus likes the svara, he works with it on his own, and if you'd ask me, what is Tysus really doing? He's ignoring what the Rush said by combining Sofol Hakshos with what? Adaitin Inshin. Correct, Nachum. You look at this Tysus, that's what I want you to be sensitive to. Okay, the Tysus here, just on his own, says the Gemara Sofol of Adaitin Inshin stands on its own. He doesn't work with Sofol Hakshos. You open up the Rush does. Okay? So Tysus really highlights this notion of Adaitin Inshin is a very strong concept. One sec, guys. Okay? Just want to go, we're allowed to see. Oh. So Tysus points out that you downgrade it to a shahakal. Now, the truth is, Lamaisa, the Shiboli Halekin, please get it, one of the great Rishonim in Simon Kuf Samach, quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya. He argues, he says, almonds, when they are what? When they are small and wet, Lachim, Ketanim v'lachim, you say a brave priates, because bottom line, they are Paris. And he says, don't bring me anything from our Gemara. Our Gemara sheds no light on almonds. Why not, Eli? Because at least the almonds are edible. At least the almonds are edible, no matter what state it is. They might be tastier in one state than the other state, but they are edible. When you talk about our Gemara is talking about what? The palm shoots that eventually they will become inedible. So the Shiboli Halekit says, I disagree wholeheartedly with Tysus' application. You follow me? Tysus' application is an application where we're dealing with a food that there will be a state that eventually will be what? Totally inedible. Totally inedible. This is not inedible. And the almonds are not inedible. And therefore, the Shiboli Halekit says, no matter what state you eat it, one might be tastier than the other, but you always say AIDS. So we have a big machlaikas here. The Shiboli Halekin against Tysus. When you eat the almonds, the shell, when they're small and wet, do you say a shahakal like Tysus? Do you say AIDS like the Shiboli Halekin? Tysus says, right out from our Gemara. Shiboli Halekin says, what do you mean? Our Gemara's tomorrow is going to become inedible. The almonds are edible. Oh. Now, Lamaisa, very interesting. The Tysus is also quoted, I wanted you to see, by the Rashba and the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Yehuda. But they make an addition. They quote in the name of the Bahag the following. The Baal Halachas Gedolos. Where do we have the Bahag yesterday? Where do we have the Bahag yesterday? What? The Girsa. Excellent. So what does the Bahag say? He says the following. He says that when you're dealing with what? With bitter almonds, that it's impossible to eat them unless they're small and wet, then you'll say ha'etz. But when they're big and bitter, you don't say a brach on them at all. Unless you would be sweetening them in an ofen that would be roi l'achila. That's a very big addition that they quote B'Shem the Bahag. They add on the name of the Bahag that if you're dealing with bitter almonds, the only way to eat them is when they're small and wet, then you'll say ha'etz. When they get big and bitter, you don't even say a brach on them at all. You don't even say a brach on them at all. That's an additional Bahag point that he says about the bitter almonds. And the truth is, the Maharami Rutenberg and the Rosh and Simon Gimel, I wanted you to see, ask on this Bahag from a Gemara in Chulin on Chafei Amid Beis. The Gemara in Chulin says, bitter almonds, whether they're big or small, are always putter from Maisris. And we equate Hilchos Maisris with Hilchos Brachas. If in Hilchos Maisris it's putter, then in Hilchos Brachas there should be no bracha, even when they're small as well. Even when they're small. That's the Kasha, the Rosh, and the Maram Rutenberg on the Bahag. And then the Rosh is Choser Bo. The Rosh changes his mind and says you cannot compare and equate them completely. It is possible to be putter from Maisris because it's not a fruit, but Becholzos, you'll say a Brepre Eitz when they're small and sweet. And it could be when the Bahag said that when they are what? When they are large, you don't say a bracha. He didn't mean to say you don't say a bracha at all. He meant to say you'll say a shahakol. Could be. That's another nekuda you could say, perhaps, in the nusach of what the Bahag says. When he says you don't say a bracha on them bitter at all, he didn't mean to say you don't say a bracha at all. Rather, you would say a shahakol. You don't say their bracha miyuchedis, but he would say you would say a shahakol. Okay? So those are two things I want you to get here. Number one, the addition of the Bahag, who says that on bitter almonds, when they're small and sweet, you say eights, and when they're at the end, you say a nothing. Kasha of the Rosh and the Marimber, but it's against the Gemara and Kulin and Chafei. Chafei and the Bezer, the Gemara says, by Maisris, when they're bitter, whether they're big or small, you're always putter. Hilchos Brachos, we equate, there should never be what? Hilchos Brachos, there never should be a bracha. Then the Rosh is Choser Bo and says, no, you don't equate it completely. What do you say? You don't equate it completely. In other words, you could say he's putter from Maisris because no fruit, but Becholzos, you would say, it's when they're small and sweet. And the second point is when the Bahag said on the bitter stage, you don't say anything, it didn't mean you don't say any brach at all. It meant you don't say a brach miyuchedes, but you do say a what? You do say a shahakol. So that's the chiddush that we want to bring out here. Now lemaisa, how do we paskin? Please, let's get this. The Rambam paskins like our sugya without any addition, without the taisis, the mechaber in Simon Reish Dal at Sif Aleph writes, the Duke of Tosfos, the grapevines and Shkadim, what bracha do you say? Eli? Mechaber pass like Tosfos, you say what? Shahakol. Mechaber passes like Tosfos. Please get it. And the Taz and Sifkot and Dalit writes the following. Please get this. The Taz writes, by Kitnius Gedolos, that the derech is to leave them in the field until they dry out, and you eat them when they're ripe. When you eat them when they're raw, you say a shahakol. Please get the Taz. The Taz in Sifkot and Dalit says, Kitnius Gedolos, that the derech is to leave them out to dry and to eat them when they're ripe. If you eat them in an earlier stage, what bracha? This is the Taz I wanted you to see. What bracha do you say? Shahakol. There are many difficulties with the Taz. Please get it. Number one, the Shari Tshuva there in Sifkot and Hay says, there are those that accept the Taz, there are those that argue. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tes quotes, there's a Prima Gadim that argues, the Minig Olam is to say a Brei Pri Adama against the Taz. What is the Minig Olam based on to say Adama? You know why? Because there are many people that in their fields, they do want to eat certain parts of the kidneys. Bless you. They do want to eat certain parts of the kidneys raw in the earlier stage. And it's very hard to discern which kidneys you wanted to eat at the earlier stage and which ones you want to eat at a later stage. Since it's impossible to discern which kidneys, lemaisa, Therefore, since it's impossible to say that, Lamaisa, there's the svaris, you say, Adama, is because why? There are people that actually want to eat it at that stage. That's why they say Adama. However, since it's hard for us to discern which what? Which kidneys were planted eat at the earlier stage or the later stage, we categorically would say, you would say a shahakal. That's what it seems, halacha lamaisa. So please get it. Nachama. The Taz writes, the stuff you leave in the fields, that you're waiting till the end time for it to get ripe, and that's when you're going to eat them, when you say Adama. If you eat them in earlier stage, you say shahakal. That's what the Taz writes. Earlier stage, you say a shahakal. Mr. Bruce says we don't accept that. We say you say Adama. You know why the Mr. Bruce says you say Adama? Because Mr. Bruce is talking about those people that are eating at the earlier stage, planted it to eat at the earlier stage. That's why you say Adama. But in a Hanami, if you're dealing with fields where it's hard to discern which is big and which one you had in mind eat it early or late, therefore categorically you'll say a shahakal. So we're basically saying it's not really a machloikis. The Mr. Brewer that says the minhag oil is against the Taz was talking about the minhag oil, was talking about people that planted eat it in an earlier stage. If they planted to eat it in an earlier stage, and you say Adama, some of the Taz would have agreed to that. Taz is talking about the guys that had in mind to eat it at the end, and they eat it in the beginning. That's why it's downgraded to shakal. But the minhag oil is that the people that eat it at the earlier stage had in mind to eat it at the earlier stage. Therefore, they'll say a what? Therefore, they'll say a what? Adama. If you're in a garden where it's impossible to discern, throw your hands up in there and you always say, Ashahakal halacha lamaisa. Okay? Now, bottom line, what's the psak on bitter almonds? So on the ketanim you say a bre pre eitz, because they're still sweet. On the big ones, you don't say a brach at all until you sweeten them with fire or something else, sugar. And the kafachayim, the bala kafachayim writes, since there's a big machlokes in poskim, and there are those that plant almonds letzarach refua, not for eating them when they're small, he says you should always say shakal, whether they're big, whether they're small or big, even when you sweeten them. So I want you to get that. Because we said the psak was, from the Mechaber, that if they're bitter almonds, when they're small and still sweet a little bit, you'll say eitz. When they're big and bitter, you don't say I have bruch on them at all. The Kafachayim writes, he says, the truth is that people only plant them with tzarach refua, not to eat them really when they're small. Therefore, he says, no matter when you eat them, whether they're small or large, even if you what? Sweeten them, the bracha should be what? The bracha should be sashahakal. So that's the bottom line in the Psak Halacha. Okay? Regarding the bitter almonds.
Should we pass
the should hold like the Kafachayim that passes. Should hold like the Kafachayim.
Okay.
What'd you say? Oh, yeah, the pashtus is we should share shakal on the almonds. That's correct. Bitter almonds. We're talking about bitter ones. Not the ones that are bitter. Get bitter almonds, you should shakal. Okay. So that's lamaisa we have in that, and regarding the psak halacha on this gemara. Now we have to get to the lumnus. Okay? Again, we have the Mechaber quotes our Taisa straight up, says like this halacha lamaisa. And the Taz had that addition of Gabi Kitnius, and we're explaining the Shabru argument. It's not really arguing. He's not really arguing. And then we got to the Psak about the Gabi, the bitter almonds. Where was the first beginning of the mentioning of the bitter almonds? Was the Bahag. The Bahag was the one to discuss the bitter almonds. Right? That's where the Bahag was quoted by the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. Now let's get to the Machlaik and the Lumdus in the Sugya here. Okay? What's the Lumdus in the Sugya here? And this will lead us to the Gemara and Erevin. The Ritvin Eruv. Okay. Lamaise, what is the machlokes Eli between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel? What are they arguing about? Whether you say shahakol or whether you say adoma on this palm shoot or the palm of heart. What is it based on? So the pashtus is, the Rav Yehuda writes the following. Since it's roi l'achila, there's a shame pri on it, you say a brei pri adama. The Gemara's lashon is peirihu. It's a shame pri. As long as it's roi l'achila, it's a shame pri, you say a brei pri adama. Okay? As long as it's roi l'achila. This is Rav Yehuda Shita. Rav Yehuda Shita, as long as it's roi l'achila, it's a shame pri, and you're going to say adama. What does Rav Nachman respond? Not Rav Nachman, but Shmuel. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says the following Kiddush. Shmuel says, in order to say a Bri Pri Adam, it's not enough to have a Pri Ba'alma. You need a Pri that Ikaro is Omid Lachila. You need a Pri that is Ikaro is Rabui Lachila. It's Ikar is Roy Lachila. If you have a fruit that has different stages, the end stage being that it's hard and inedible, the beginning stage where it's edible, well, how do you typify that fruit? And Shmuel says, I'm sorry, I don't typify a palm shoot that becomes bark and becomes inedible as being something that is what? That is considered to be a pre-adama. And therefore, you're going to say a shahakla. Because I cannot typify this as being what something that is rahui lachim. That the ikr is that it's roi lachim. Oh, you dug up a stage? Who cares whether you dug up a stage that's roi lachim? To typify that fruit categoric like that, you cannot. Oh. And this is the Gemara in Erevin I wanted you to see on Daf Chof Ches. The Gemara in Erevin on Daf Chof Ches quotes, the Gemara says, Sidkis of Reb Zeira. The Gemara says the Sidkis of Reb Zeira, he was tired from his learning. So he didn't want to waste any time. So the Gemara says in Erevin, he still wanted to get reward. So he said he would sit by the Beis Medrash and stand up when people would come by. And he'd get reward for that. So some young child came out of the Beis Medrash and he said, what did your Rebbe teach you today? So he says that on kashus, on hops, what bracha do you say? You say a Brei Pri Adama. On green grains, on chazis, you say a shahakol. So he thought not that way. Adarabba, he argued. And he said no. He said it should be the opposite. Because he felt that green grain gets what? Gets its nourishment from the ground, and you should say Adama. And hops get their nourishment from the air, like mushrooms. Therefore the bracha should be shahakol. And that's the Gemara over here. And then the Gemara comes into the sugya of Kura, of Kur. In Erevin, the Gemara, Aleph does not appear, but Kufav Resh appears. Oh. So let's get it. And the Gemara writes in Erevin, on Daf Chof Chesamid Beis, that Kur can be bought with Kesef Meiser. What is Kesef Meiser? There are Meiser Sheni money that you have. What is Meiser Sheni? 1, 2, 4, and 5. What do you do with that money? You go up to Shalayim and you buy fruits and vegetables, or you buy the Basar Shalom, you eat it with the beverages in your Shalayim. Can you buy Kur? Can you buy palm shoots with Kesef of Meiser Sheni? Yes or no? So the Gemara says you can. The Gemara says Kur is bought with Kesef Meiser, but it's not Metame Tumas Ochlin. And Rabbi Yehuda writes that Kur is Haruka Eitz Lechol Dvarav, but it can be bought with the Kesef Meiser. Okay? So we have a machloikis. Please get it. Between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama says, Kur is bought with Kesef Meiser, and it's not the Tame Tumas Ochlin. Tanakhama. Kur, please get it down. As Nikach, the Kesef Meiser, can be bought with Kesef Meiser, the Eino Metame, but it's not a food that's Metame Tumas Ochlin. It's not Metame Tumas Ochlin. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says that Kur is Ka'etz. It's like a wood. But it can be what? Ain Dvarvel, it's Ka'etz Lechol Dvarvel, Nikach Bekesem Meiser. Hello, rather, it can still be bought, Nikach Bekesem Meiser. Tanakhama says Kur can be bought with Kesem Meiser, but it's not Metame Tumas Ochlin. Rav Yehuda says Kur is like eights, but it still can be bought with Kesef Meiser. What's the difference between the two? Aren't they saying the same thing, right? Bottom line, aren't they saying the same Shita? Gemara asks, Rav Yehuda and the Tanakhama. There's a difference, though. The Gemara says in Erevin, black on white, Ik el amarava ike benau bracha. Please get it. According to the Tanakhama, get it down, he says you say, Borei, pre Adama. What bro can you say according to Rabbi Yehuda? Shahakol. Shahakol. Gemara says, bottom line, the Farish Gemara in Erevin. What bracha do you say on Kuru? Farish Machlaikis. Oh. Nemeila, Rashi explains, and Tysus Dir Di Ramasko Kur. They both explain the following. Beautiful Chiddush. They both explain the fact it can be bought with Kesem Maisha shows it's a pre. Because Maisha Sheni is pre Megiduli Karka. And there is a Shem pre on it. Tumas Ochlin, though, regarding the category of Tumas Ochlin, you need it to be an Ochlin Mamish. It has to be its Iker, Ra'ui Lachila, in order to be Metame Tumas Ochlin. Eli, Kur is not that. Kur, its Iker, is not Ra'ui Lachila. It is a food, it is Adama, but its Iker is not Ra'ui Lachila. And therefore, it cannot be metame tumas ochlin. And the Ritva writes this beferish in Erevin. I'm gonna read it to you. Ritva is beferish in Erevin. The Ramaskel on Chavchesam and Beis. Listen to what he says. Kor nikach bekesam. I said pre v'kadulik arkaninu. Avo ein metame tumas ochlin shem dechsev gabi tumi kol ocho shri echol. Klomer ikar achila ve'meinichno so yeroy lachila losin. If you leave it alone, it'll be fresh. The There are certain foods that in the beginning can't be eaten. There are certain foods in the end can't be eaten. But there's a stage where it's edible. Writes the Ritva, I don't care where that stage is. As long as Lamaisa, the Ikara, is what? Is Ra'ui Lachila? This is not Ikara Ra'achila. The Rai is that certain stages are bad. So Shmuel says, if that's the case, it's just Shahako. Rav Yehuda says, I don't care, as long as it's Ra'ui Lachila Lamaisa, it's a shame pre, you say Adama. That's the same Machlokas Rav Yehuda, Tanakam and Rav Yehuda in Erevin. Do you say a brave pre Adama, or do you say a Shahako? That's the same exact machloikis. What does it mean, Lamaisa? What does it mean? So for purposes of Hilchos Brachos, we assume, is Hilchos Brachos like Hilchos Tuma? In order for something to Tami Tumas Ochlin, what must it be? Ikara Raya Lachila. But for Hilchos Brachos, it doesn't have to be Ikara Raya Lachila. Therefore, the Tanakhama says, Abrei Pri Adamin. Whereas, according to Rav Yehuda, for Hilchos Brachos is the same standard as Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. If it's not a food for Tumas Ochlin, it's not Ikaroi Lachila, so therefore it's going to be a shackle. Basically, Shmuel is holding like who? Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda the Tana. That's what you asked me yesterday, wasn't it, Yosef? Rav Yehuda the Tana. This is Rav Yehuda the Tana. This is Rav Yehuda the Amora. Rav Yehuda is like the Tanakam, and Shmuel is like who? Shmuel is like Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. Mamish Beferish. In fact, I don't know why the Gemara didn't attach the two. Why didn't the Gemara and Bracha send us to the Machlekes in Erev? I don't know why. It's the same thing, Kur. Kur or Kura, it's the same thing. I don't know why. But I will tell you, Lamaisa, I will tell you that this Ritva, who explains it in such a fashion, okay? This Ritva is mamish against that Taz. Because what does that Taz say in Reish Dalet, Sifkot, and Dalet? On Sharvitim Shal Kitnius. On the Sharvitim Shal Kitnius. The stuff that they had in mind to leave to the end. What happens when you eat them earlier? What's the din, according to the Taz? You say a what? You say a Shahakol. Is that correct? Didn't we say that in Shir? The Taz, right? The Taz says, if you eat it earlier stage, you should shackle. Lamaisa, the Evan Ozer, and that's what the Shari Tshuva quoted from the Rashba. He writes, Beferish, Halacha Lamaisa. And this Ritva, anything that's Roi Lachila, even if it's not Roi Ata, is still called an Ochel. Let me ask you, Tanakama Reb Yehuda, who do we pasuk like? Whenever you have a Tanakama Reb Yehuda, who do you pasuk like? You tell me. Tanakama Reb Yehuda. Tanakama is representative of who? Chomer. Pasuk like the Chomer. Pasuk like the Chomer. Bread Pri Adomin. Seemingly, we should go like what? We should go like Rab Yehuda. Seemingly, we should go like Rav Yehuda. So the Taz, that said, you eat the thing in earlier stage, obviously, a shakal, is against the Ritva, and is against the Rashba in the Chuvas. And the truth of the matter is that the Mechaber's Psak, according to the way we're saying it now, is a Pella. Why would you hold like Shmuel? Why hold like Shmuel? The Gemara says Hilchasak Shmuel, right? Didn't the Gemara say, even though he praised Rav Yehuda Hilchasak Shmuel, you say Shako? The way we're setting it up, though, is that it should have come out that we pass him like Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda is really the Tanakhama. And at least the Taz that says if you eat it at an earlier stage, Lechura, who says you say Shako, Lechura is against the Tanakhama. And this is the difficulty that we have with this Taz. The Taz learns from here. Please get it. Dikla, lo not the inchi adaita dekura. You read it, Ellie. Palm trees. People do not plant to what? To eat the palm shoots. Is that correct? The Taz says mikan. If you eat kidneys at the earlier stage when you people didn't plan on eating it, you say what, bracha? Shahakal. And the Ibn Ozer writes that the Taz is against this Rashba. Why? I want you to get this. We're saying he's against the Ritva. We're also saying he's against the what? We're also saying he's against the Ritva. We're also saying against a Rashba. What's the Rashba saying? The Chuvas, Chelek Alasim, Tov Chavches. Please get it. On Boser. What do you say on Boser? The Bracha of Boser. What do you say on a Boser? What's Boser? Grapes. But the earlier stage of the grape. What Bracha do you say on the earlier stage of a grape? Bore Priyates. Why? No one planted it to eat it at that stage. What's the answer? Please get it. What's the answer? Because you ate it there on the condition of what? Your das was to eat it that pre itself. You just didn't get to that time period. You just didn't get to that time period. You never had in mind to eat the palm branch, the palm shoot. Here, the grape, this is the same grape you have in mind to eat, you're just eating it too early. That's why it has an ice. That's one tie on the Taz. Why does the Taz say you're eating the kidneys at an earlier stage, it loses its bracha vatam, you say shakal? It's a different thing. You understand what I'm saying? We attach these two machlekes. Right? We attach these two machlekes. What are the Ritva and the Rashba saying? The Ritva and Rashba are saying, Emerson, if you have a chefsa, where there's a stage where it's good to eat, that stage where it's good to eat is what? Makes it a Brei Pri Adama, right? Yes, even though you're not eating it at that right stage. The case of Kura is it's not the same Chefsa. The palm shoot you never had in mind ever to eat, Lamaisa. The palm shoot you never had in mind ever to eat, Lamaisa. You eat the other parts of the palm, but not the shoot. The Taz is saying Boser is the same Chefsa. If you eat it earlier, you'll say Abrochet. It's different, Lamaisa. Boser's different. You didn't have it in mind, Lamaisa. Lamaisa, to eat it, that's a different item. Different item. It's not the same item. The palm branch. Furthermore, David Ozer writes, on raw grapes, what bracha do you say? In raw olives. What bracha do you say? Ha'etz. Even if what you have in mind to make them wine and oil. Why? Why do you have in mind you say ha'etz on those? It's the same svara because it's the same chefsa. If you have a chefsa and you eat it at the earlier stage, it retains the same bracha. It retains the same bracha. The dikla lo not the incha adaiti dekura. You might have in mind eat other parts of the palm. But not what? Not the Kura itself. That is the Chiddush in this Gemara. The chiddush that we're saying in the Taz is difficult is because of this chiddush. The Taz is saying Lamaisa is against. How can he say that you eat the kidneys at an earlier stage and lose this bracha? That's not what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says you never had in mind to eat the thing. You never had in mind to eat the thing when you planted it. Maybe other parts of the pava, not this. Not this. So how do you apply that to the same chafsa? People never had it in mind. Now, what other parts of the pound do you eat? Maybe nothing. Maybe you never had in mind to eat it. You never had in mind to eat the thing. You never had in mind to eat any part of the pound. Nothing. So when you eat it, it should only get a shahakol. But if you're talking about the same chefsa that you have in mind to eat, but you're eating it in an earlier stage, then in fact it retains the same bracha. The Rashbun Chelik Aleph Simon Tov says you don't say a bracha on raw pepper. Bray Priates. Why not? Why don't you say a bracha on raw pepper of Bray Priates? Why don't you say a bracha of Bray Priates on raw pepper? What does he say? Because we'll not teach you a diet to the hachi. That's the same, it's the same chefza, right? Why does it retain the bracha of Bray Priates? What's the answer? The answer is because you never had in mind to eat the pepper straight up. You can eat it with a taruvis. And then it's bottle to the other food. The Mela, since you don't have in mind to eat it itself by itself, Lamaisa, that is why you don't say what a bracha bray preates. It's the same chefsa. You're not going to eat it straight up. You can eat it with a mixture. If you would eat it straight up, then in a chanami you would say the bracha. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out here. Chiddush that we want to bring out here is this whole discussion that we're claiming here is dealing with a situation. Well, that dinishach, you didn't have in mind to eat the thing at all. That svar that we started off sure of Lodite the Inshi, you didn't have in mind to eat. What is the scope of that svar? The pshat in the Gemara is you never had in mind to eat the thing itself, and then you eat it. Well, is that a shahako or is that a adama? The Taz starts using that svar to say a kidneyus. If you eat it at an earlier stage, you also lose a bracha and say shahako. We can frek the kasha that that's what you're talking about. You can't use that svar if you eat it earlier stage. It's the same chefsa. On the boser, the small grape, you say eitz. It's the same chefsa. On the what? On the grapes and olives that you're going to make a wine out of, or olive oil, you change your mind and eat it. It's the same chefsa. If it's the same chefsa, you don't invoke the svara of a daiti to inche. That's what we're trying to bring out. You don't invoke that svar of a daiti inshi when you're dealing with the same chefsa. Why does he say by peppers you don't say eitz? Because you're never going to eat the pepper straight up. You can eat with the thruvis. If you would eat it straight up, it would retain the bracha. This is what we're suggesting against the Taz. The Taz is phenomenal chiddush to apply this svar to an earlier stage in the same chefsa. The Gemara never once said that. Our Gemara Eli. That Gemara we never once said. Our Gemara that we read was talking about where you never have in mind to eat the thing. Not that you never have in mind to eat it at stage A, only stage B, and you end up eating it at A. How on earth can the Taz make that extension? That's what we're asking on the Taz. That's what we're asking on the Taz. And the truth is, the Ritva and the Rashba that buttress the Tanakhama that you say a Bray Pri Adama are speaking out that theory, because this same chefsa is going to be edible later and you're eating it now. Why shouldn't it retain a Bray Pri Adama? Why should it not? Our Gemara is you never had in mind to eat the thing at all. Please get this down. It's not difficult. That's the upshot. The Taz is Machadish the Svara of Lonata Inish. What's the Svara? What's the phrase? Lonata Inish Adaite. Not only to what? To something you didn't have in mind to eat, but also the different stages in that same chefsa. Our Gemara never said that. Our Gemara never said that when it says kuru. Never had it in mind. You never had in mind to eat the thing at all. How can the Taz make that extension? We're saying it's against the Rashba and the Ritva. Rashba by Boser, the Ritva and Erevin, who explains the Tanakhama that you say a Bray Pri Adama, right? Explains you why you say a Bray Pri Adama. As long as it's going to be edible in one stage, it should retain the bracha. Olives and grapes, if you may have in mind to make oil and wine out of them, if you eat them, you still say, I ate. Why? You didn't plant them for that. Who cares? It's the same chefsa. So this taz is very, very difficult. Very difficult taz. Oh, now is there any way, perhaps, to save the taz? Maybe we could. By saying the following. And then we got to go to Aloch.
We asked them taz.
What'd you say?
We asked them taz.
The Shari Tshuva quotes the Ibn Ozer. Ibn Ozer asks on the taz. We're saying the taz against the Rashba, it's against the Ritva. We're saying it's against our Gemara, it seems. Poshim Shah. Oh. So Olo Sephraim and Dinhei saves the taz. I want you to get this. How would you discern between Kitnius and grapes and olives? What would be your distinction? What would you say? By grapes and olives, even though you have in mind to make olive oil out of the wine, you're going to use the chefsa. You have in mind to use the chefsa. There's no doubt about that. Kitnius, though, your das says they should be hardened when they're mechuber. When they're mamish mechuber. So therefore, it's possible to say that by the olives and the grapes, right, you did detach them from the ground, and you had in mind to make them olive oil and grapes, olive oil and wine, but might say you had in mind to use them when they are what? When they are detached. Granted, you wanted to make them into a liquid, and you didn't, but Lamaisa, you wanted them to be used when they were detached. Here, by kidneys, it's a completely different thing. You did not want to use them when they were mechubar, at the stage in which they were. Your data was that they should be skashim and mechubar, that they should be hardened when they become mechubar. And when you detach them earlier, that's considered to be a different one, a different mind frame completely. You never had an intention for that at all. And that's why the Taz will explain that the kidneyous case is different. At least by the wine and the olive oil, you had in mind to use it, the chefsa, when it was detached. Here you didn't have in mind to use the kidneyous when it was detached at all at that point, when it was still in the ground. And therefore, that would explain why kidneys is different. What's the difference if you chew a piece of wheat? What bracha do you say? What bracha do you say if you chew a piece of wheat? Borei Pri Adom. Excellent. The Gemara said Lamed Zayin. Why is kidneys different? Why would you say kidneys is different? What's the answer? Because why? The answer is because the kidneys, you're eating it, you're taking it off at the wrong stage. You're taking it off the wrong stage. And that's why it's different than the case of what? Of Boser. Why? Why is it different than Boser? Because what are you doing with the kidneys? The kidneys you're going to have to change, you're going to have to cook them when they get ripe, when they get hard. We don't consider them to be what? To be finished. Therefore, according to the Taz, the kidneys case is always the worst case of Shahakal. At least by the Boser, you don't have to do anything to it, Lamaisa. By the Boser case, you'll eat it, let it alone, and when you wait till it ripens, you don't have to make any change to it. By the kidneys, you got to make a change to it. You can't eat the kidneys at that stage. You'll have to cook it up. So the Taz will defend himself and say the kidneys is always the worst case. At least by the Boser, it will what? It'll on its own ripen. And therefore, that's how the Taz will defend himself against all these kashas. That the kidneys case is the worst type of case because you never had a mind frame to have it when it was mechubar at that stage. That's the pshat of the Taz. Different than Boser. Boser itself will grow and become ripened itself. And that's how he explained Kaisis is a chita also. You don't need any change to it. You're eating it straight up. Here you need a change to it. So we've saved the Taz regarding this halacha. So what emerges is, I want you to get, it's not so difficult, you chazard over. The upshot of it being is, what is the scope of this law of not daita inchin? Is it going to be explained even on the same chefsa where you eat at the wrong stage, like the Taz extends it by kidneys? Or are you going to limit to what? limit to, like the Gemara's case by Kumru, he had in mind not to eat it at all. And then you change your mind and you end up eating. That's the bottom line, is this machlokes. That's the bottom line of this halacha. We explain Rav Yehuda and Shmuel based on, is it roi l'achilo? That's Shein Priyos. It must be the ikara roi l'achilo. And for purposes of Hilchos Brachos, seems from the Tanakama, as long as it's what? As long as it's considered to be what? Brei priyadamo l'maisit, it will not be mitamid. Ain't mitamid to masochim, but Hilchos Brachos is not the same. And that's exactly what the Rif and Rashi want to bring out. It's still considered to be roi l'achilo. So we said it seems to be interesting. The Rav Yehuda would seem to go like the Tanakhama, Shmuel goes like Rav Yehuda, but bottom line, we paskin like Shmuel. Bottom line, we paskin like Shmuel, but the fort that we wanted to say is that the Tanah seems to be quite difficult. Because why should you say this by kidneys? Kidneys is the first stage. Why do you say, well, not? It's the same chefsa. Why should it lose its bracha and you say a shahakal? Mr. Brewer pointed out that you should say Adama. We said Mr. Brewer maybe was talking about people the minute ago and had in mind eating at that stage. We're saying, no, maybe Alpi loved this, what the Taz is saying is wrong. Well, not the Inish does not apply to the same Chefs. If you eat it in wrong stages, you would still retain the same Racha. Like the Ritva, like the Rash was saying in Erevin, like the case of Boser shows, like the case of olives and grapes, that if you eat them, even though you didn't use them for wine and olives, shows you say I ate. Like those cases show, whereas you save the Taz by saying, no, kidneys is special in the sense you never had the time, a mind frame to eat it when it was mechuber at that point. Different than Boser, than on its own it will ripen. It's different than what? The kidneys, you got to cook them. Different than the shemen and the yayin, as we said, lemaisa. Different than the shemen and the yayin. Shemen and yayin, lemaisa, you have in mind to use them. Lamaisa, use the chefsa, granted to liquefy them, but at least you have in mind, so you can say it retains the bracha. Kidneys is the worst, and that's what the Taz means. That's how we could save the Taz, but it comes out to be a fundamental machlokes. Okay, all right, let's go to halacha now. Please chazer it over. It's not so difficult what we want to say, just we're pointing out a chiddush with this Gemara and Erev. Okay, I want to first discuss Hilchos Tachanun. It's a big discussion whether this week you say Tachanun or not. Our Chashulchan writes, it's a mistake if you don't say Tachanun. Writes this in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. Majority of the month you haven't been saying Tachanun. He says, so this week you shouldn't say Tachanun. What does it have to do with anything? Just because the majority of the month you haven't been saying Tachanun, that sheds light on this week? Absolutely not. Chodesh Nissan is different because it's a Chodesh of Geula. He says emphatically that you should say Tachanun. That's what he writes. Okay. The difference in August. You have to be, we have to be mechavid everyone's minute. You shouldn't, if you say Tachanun and the other guy doesn't, you shouldn't belittle that guy. And the guy who says to you, shouldn't call you, oh, you Mr. Frum, that you say Tachanun. Shouldn't belittle each other. But there's a very interesting machlokes between the Rambam and Tur regarding Tachanun in general. The Rambam writes that Tachanun is a chelik of tefillah. Rambam writes that Tachanun is a chelik of tefillah. That's why you cannot talk till the end of Tachanun. Never. You cannot talk during the middle of Hazaras Hashatz, Shulchan Aruch says. You know what he quotes? You can count on your fingers how many times the Mechaber quotes a Pasuk in Chumash. Gadol Avono Mitzoa. Anyone who talks during Hazaras Hashatz is what Cain yelled out in last week's Parsha. When he realized he murdered. You don't talk during Hazaras Hashatz, you don't talk till after Tachanun. Because according to the Rambam, it's a chelik of tefillah, it's a chovah. The Torah quotes Gaonim that says that Tachanun is Rishus, and that doesn't mean we don't have to say it. Of course we have to say it, but we find certain days we don't say it. So we're makra for the Rambam not to talk, but there are certain days we won't say Tachanun, like Yom Tov. Okay. There is a discussion regarding Tachanun that there's a din you need nefilas apayim. You must fall on your face. We paskin, you only fall on your face if there's an aron with a sefer Torah. There are shulchan rites, what happens if you have a beis medrash and there are shiurim rooms surrounding the beis medrash, and in each room there is no aron with a sefer Torah. He says you still do nefilas apayim. Shechta holds not that way, and in the shiurim he doesn't do nefilas apayim. So I go, but the shulchan says you can. And Lamaisa, some in Yerushalayim, anywhere in Yerushalayim, they do Nefilas Apayim because they're near the Kaisel. Okay. But nonetheless, I want you to know how to do Nefilas Apayim. You never can do it straight up on your skin. You're wearing short sleeves, you wear put your wallet on, or your watch, or a tissue, says in Shulchan Aruch.
Which hand are you supposed to do it on? Well, Shacharis is easy, you don't do it on your tefillin hand. What about my mincha?
So I put tefillin on my right. So I do Nefilas Apayim in the morning on my left, and by mincha, everyone does Nefilas Apayim on their left. It's Machlokes Mechaber Rabbah. We follow the Rambam. Minhag Ashkenaz is to follow the Rambam.
You always do Nefilas Apayim on your left hand. So I'm always doing Nefilas Apayim on the left hand, both Shacharis and Mincha.
People that put their tefillin on their left hand, Shacharis they will do Nefilas Apayim on their right. By Mincha, they'll do it on their left. Okay? So you have to remember that. A lot of people don't realize that.
That's Halachim. Now, there's a very important din I want you to remember. Okay?
There is El Keler Chapayim. You know where that is said right before Vehim Tzaharon? You know, on Monday and Thursday you say Keler Chapayim. And then there is the Hiratzons that you say right after the Hagba. You know the Hiratzons that the Chazan says? You say four Hiratzons that lead into Achenu.
Please get this down and remember this. The Shabur writes that Keler Chapayim goes with Lam Natzeach.
If you don't say Lam Natzeach, you don't say Keler Chapayim. If you say Lam Natzeach, you say Keler Chapayim. So draw the arrow. Keler Chapayim is an outgrowth of Lam Natzeach.
The Hiratzot are outgrowths of Tachanun. You don't say Tachanun, you don't say the Hiratzot.
You say Tachanun, you say the Hiratzot. We got it? Very important to remember. Okay. Now, I wanted to go to Mashiv Aruch Amor Nagoshim. Okay? When is the proper time to start Mashiv Aruch Amor Nagoshim? It's Mishnah in Tainis and Daf Beis. Shemini Atzeres at Musaf. Correct? Why do we start at Musaf? Why don't you start at night?
Go ahead, Nachi. Oh, excellent. Some people will be saying it, some people won't be saying it. We'll have agudos, agudos. Very excellent.
Why don't you say it at Shacharis? Because the gabbai needs to be machris. You cannot be mafsik, tingula, and tefillah. So we say it at Musaf. Please get this down.
Minhag Ashkenaz, like the Rambam, is that the gabbai should make a hakraza before the silent Shmoneh Esrei. I hope that's what happened with you guys. Minhag Ashkenaz, that the gabbai should make a hakraza before you start.
Then everyone says it. And the hakraza should be in the Shemrukos Mechadam, not just Mashiv Aruch. It should be Mashiv Aruch Amor Nagoshim.
Because if you don't say Mashiv Aruch, it's not Likuvah. Why do you say Mashiv Aruch? Because usually rain comes with wind. But if you don't say Mashiv Aruch, you just say Amor Nagoshim, you're Yotze.
So if the hakraza of the Gabbai was just Mashiv Aruch, busted. It's not good. It's not a good hakraza. Minhag Sfard is like the Mechaber, is that what? Silent Shemoneh Esrei, you what? What do you do, Silent Shemoneh Esrei?
You say regular, you hear the Chazan say Tefillas HaGeshem, then at Mincha you pick up saying Mashiv Aruch Amor Nagoshim.
Okay? That's the Machlokes Mechaber, Minhag Ashkenaz, Minhag Sfard. Oh. Why do we say it in Gvuras, the Bracha of Gvura? Because there are three keys, Gemara writes in Titus.
Shaman, Chiyas Aveisim, and therefore what replaced the bracha of what?
The phrase of the insert of Mashmiruch in the bracha of Gvura, of Shaman, of Chiyas Aveisim. We mentioned Shaman in the bracha of Chiyas Aveisim because these are two powerful things. Two of the three keys Hashem has. The childbirth, Chiyas Aveisim, and rain.
Therefore you put it in, it blends in. Now there's a machlekes to Reb Moshe Zatzal
and Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. What? How do you pronounce it? Do you say Mashiv Aruch Amor HaGoshem? That's what Reb Moshe says, or do you say Mashiv Aruch Amor HaGeshem like Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky? Reb Moshe says you say it with the comments because it's a stop sign. It's an insert. You don't say it the whole year, so you should say Mashiv Aruch Amor HaGoshem.
Reb Yaakov says it should blend into the bracha. You should say Mashiv Aruch Amor HaGeshem.
Whichever sheet you want to follow, you have to do with both. But I want you to understand it. Now, the Tein Talamatar, what's the difference between Tein Talamatar and Mashiv Ruach? If you forget the Tein Talamatar and you catch yourself later on in the middle, when can you insert it? In Shomei Tefillah, right? Right before Kiyata Shomei Tefillah Samchai Sarab Rachman. What is Tein Talamatar? It's a Bakasha. Tein Talamatar is a Bakasha request, and therefore you can catch yourself if you're still in the middle of the rest and put it in Shomei Tefillah. Mashiv Ruach on Lomdus is not considered to be a what? A bakasha. It's called a hatskara. Therefore, if you miss it, you're finished. You cannot make it up in Shomei Tefillah. It is dependent on Eretz Yisrael. Tein Talamatar is dependent on what land you live. If you need rain, you can say Tein Talamatar any time of the year. Mashiv Ruach is dependent on Eretz Yisrael. And it's not a bakasha, and you cannot make it up in Shomei Tefillah. That's the fundamental lumpness between Tein Talamatar and Mashiv Ruach. One is a bakasha, one is askar. Oh. What's the din if you're saying Ata Gibor, you're in the middle of a Chalka Chaim, and you realize you didn't say Mashiv Ruach? Go back to Ata Gibor, correct? Or you can even say it right before V'neman Ata L'Chios Mason. But you cannot say V'neman Ata L'Chios Mason, then Mashiv Ruach, and then the Bracha. Because you always need V'neman Ata L'Chios Mason, then the Bracha. You follow me? You don't have to go back to Ata Gibor. You could say it right there, then say V'neman Ata L'Chios Mason. Oh. What happens if you want to say Baruch Ata Hashem, and you realize you didn't say Mashiv Ruach? What's the din? Mishnah Berurah says you say Lamdeini Chukecha Amein 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 Salaved. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Then you go back to what? Say Mashiv Ruach, then say V'neman Ata, then say the Bracha. Reb Moshe argues on the Mishnah Berurah. Please get it. Reb Moshe says it's wrong. You can't recite a pasuk in Tehillim in the middle of Shemot Esrei. Therefore, he says, you say Baruch Ata Hashem, Mechaya Mesim, and immediately within Tochen Edibur say Mashiv Ruach Morid Agashem, not a problem. Machlekes Reb Moshe and the Mishnah Berurah. What do you do in that case? Now, what happens if you say Ata Kadosh? You say the word Ata. You haven't even said Kadosh. Within Tochen Edibur, you're finished. Once you say Ata, finished, too late. You have to repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei, and do you have to say Hashem Sfatai? No. You could go right to Baruch Ata Hashem. Normally, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach is Ma'akev. You start Shemoneh Esrei, you don't say Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, you got to stop and start over. Here, though, since you already started with Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, you have to go back, but you don't have to repeat Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. That's the halacha. Very important halacha. Now, Lamaisa, let's close with the following of Kibbeh's Chiddush. And Sarachi and Ladina would be holding. Friday night Meirv, if you forget Mashiv Ruach Amar Nagashim, what's the din? Rabbi Kubeger says you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because in Magen Avos, which is the composite smaller Shemoneh Esrei, it says no mention of Mashiv Ruach Amar Nagashim. So he writes you don't have to repeat Friday night Meirv. Big Kiddush. Big Kiddush. Sarachim Ladinus is the Firalah. I don't know, though. You have no choice. On Shabbos, what are you going to do? You can't do a tefillas nedava. Right? Can't do a tefillas nedava on Shabbos. So the pashtus is, maybe you can rely on it. I don't know. And the last point I want to close with is a famous Ramon. He says, if you sing, Mashiva Ruach Umorid Agashen, Mechalkel Chayim V'chesed, never heard that digging. You sing it 90 times. And you daven, and you're not sure where they said Mashiv Ruach, to the Sumach Hazoke that you've said it. Some Achronim say you need 30 days. Some Achronim say you need 90 times. So if you're a Chazi, you could get to 90 times before 30 days. Some Achronim say 45 times. Some services 101, not 90. You need 101. Ain't a dome 101 to 100, the Gemara says. Some of Chaz 101 to 100. And some Achronim say it's wrong. Because it's not in the context of Shemoneh Esrei. The whole thing's wrong. But what I want to close with is the following. There's a difference between a suffix and a hirur. If you have an immediate suffix right after Shemoneh Esrei, or even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that's a legitimate suffix, and you got a problem. You should have sang it 90 times or 101 times, and if not, maybe you should daven Shemoneh Esrei. You should daven again Shemoneh Esrei. That you should do. You're on a suffix. If 3 hours later, 4 hours later, in the middle of Seder, you're not sure whether it's a mashruach, that's called a hirhur. And that we won't have to worry about, because you don't have to drive yourself paranoid about it. But a suffix means immediately after Shemoneh Esrei, in the middle. Okay? And I want you to know, Lamaisa, that it's very important, I think, to use a sitter. Because when you use a sitter for mincha sometime this year, you don't have sidurim. You should bring your own pocket one, or we should have the sidurim. Because at least you can look at it, and you can remember, I looked at that phrase. You know, a lot of times you don't remember when you said it, but you remember looking at it and saying it. So I'd advise you to use a sitter. There are only two ways to say Shemoneh Esrei. Either your eyes closed, or looking in the sitter, not glancing around. The Shabru says that's improper. Okay, chazer over. Everyone have a good day. And we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shim. Okay, it's too early for Minchin. Everyone have a good day.